Well, let me jump in here, and I made the comment a moment ago about cancel the silver alert because he's been found. But isn't it amazing that we're even having that conversation? But let me ask you this. If you ask somebody about leadership, I would imagine you'll get a variety of responses. Like, what does a leader look like? Just ask around. Some folks will immediately gravitate towards somebody they know personally, somebody they served with, somebody who led their company, their military unit, their church. Well, in this Right Side Way monologue, let me ask you, what does leadership look like? Think about it. When you're faced with someone who announces themselves as being the person in charge, does any particular image come to mind? I've known some guys in the military who could do 100 push-ups without breathing hard. They had all the scare me badges on their uniforms, and yet they couldn't lead a starving man to a ham sandwich, much less lead troops. Then again, I've met some folks along the way who didn't fit the mold, if you know what I mean. They weren't walking around with movie star good looks. They didn't have the finest suits on, but they could put together an effective plan. They could execute it, and everybody would be on board from the word go. Looks help, but hey, looks ain't all of it. What about voice? How about the ability to speak to people effectively? I mean, that's surely important because you have to be able to effectively communicate the points about which you're trying to lead, but, you know, not everybody has a voice like James Earl Jones or the ability to project their voice across a crowded room. Does it matter? Sure, but I would say it's not the pitch of the voice so much as the tone. It's not the ability to speak, but whether you do so effectively. So, having said all these things, what does a leader look like? What does leadership look like? Well, I could be trite and just say, you'll know it when you see it. But I'm going to take a step further and say that it's really about how well a person can walk in their God-given authority. Does the person exude confidence? Does the person indicate they have competence? Does the person give you an indication they're in it for the right reasons? Does the person appear to have wisdom? Does the person seem to even care about others? Does the person may have a resume, a life, a background that lends gravitas to who they are and what they're doing? If the answer to all those is yes, then you likely have a true leader. But here's an example. You ever seen Band of Brothers? The epic miniseries about the men of Easy Company from the 2nd of the 506th Parachute Infantry, 101st Airborne Division, World War II. It's history, but the entire miniseries is also a lesson in leadership with great and very real characters like Captain Sobel and Major Winters and First Sergeant Lipton and a guy named Dyke. Lieutenant Dyke. He was an officer who joined the unit late. It was said that he was placed there specially to gain some experience by powerful people who needed him to boost his resume. He was constantly missing or in need of going to the rear to check in, you know. He didn't know his men. He couldn't lead. If you remember this scene, there was a pivotal battle, real-life, true story, real-life battle for the town of Foy. Lieutenant Dyke froze. He locked up. He didn't know what to do. He couldn't give orders. His men were yelling for his input as the enemy poured fire into their positions, and Dyke was failing to inspire. He failed to prepare. At the critical moment, he failed to lead. Major Winters relieved Dyke during the battle and immediately ordered another man, Lieutenant Spears, to take his command. Spears did and rallied the men and led from the front. You see, Dyke had been placed there for all the wrong reasons. He had no leadership experience. He was unfit for command. And when his men needed a leader, when his men needed him to act, Dyke failed. Because in a crisis, the members of a team, a unit, a company, they need to see the one who's in charge. Folks need to know that somebody is at the helm, somebody who has their hands on the wheel. And we do not have that in America right now. One of the most dramatic moments in U.S. political history just occurred. I don't say that lightly. In U.S. political history, the sitting president, assailed by claims that he is unfit for office, just won the presidential primary by a landslide and then fell apart in a very public way. But rather than tell the world that all's well, he's still at the wheel, he merely issued a tepid resignation from his campaign and went home. Not to the White House, mind you. He went home to his beach house in another state, and he wasn't seen for nearly a week. The president of the United States just froze in battle and then began hiding in his bedroom. In a world of technology in which Zoom and FaceTime and Facebook Live and Teams and everything else is available to him, he was not even seen, not at all. And that is not what leaders do. It affirms what I've said for the past 3 years, that Joe Biden has never led a thing in his entire life and does not know how to do it. He does not look, sound, or even act like a leader. And the people of this great nation, they deserve better. They deserve to actually see his face. Well, look, they say he has COVID. COVID! So freaking what? So he has COVID. Why does that matter? look, man, you got COVID. Okay, put on your best sweater, take some aspirin, and crank up the camera and tell the world you feel terrible, but you'll be back on your feet soon, right? It's not hard. Do you remember during the height of the COVID pandemic when it was all new and scary and Trump got COVID? His staff began issuing pictures of him working in comfortable clothes from a conference room at Walter Reed Army Hospital where he was being treated. Because he knew, his whole staff knew, that sometimes folks need to actually see their leader fully engaged and on the job. Biden, he just went into hiding. Yeah, leadership matters. Leaders matter. When that person walks into a room, the whole room ought to be aware that he or she is there. When a person exhibits that command presence, it's not that they are never to be questioned. It's just likely that people will think twice about questioning. This is leadership that is not based upon how you look, but on how you're perceived. Now, it may sound cliche-ish, but let's start with the basics of how you comport yourself. Does the person walk with their head up, their eyes forward, but on a swivel? Do they have a firm handshake? Can they look someone in the eye when they talk to them? Is the person able to be knowledgeable and conversant on the important topics, having prepared for the conversation or the moment, but yet self-confident enough to say that something's out of their current wheelhouse and humble enough to ask for more information when they need it? How quickly can the person adapt to a decision-making process, make snap judgments and live with them, but also know that there's a time and a place for deliberative action and debate and orderly decision-making? And when the time comes and all the information is in, and that person then rises to their feet and says, okay, here's how it's going to be. What happens in the room? Is there a collective hush, a respectful pause in the activity that allows all those comments to move forward? Or does the room just like keep moving, eyes start rolling, people start texting on their phones, ignoring the leader? Leadership, y'all, it's real. It's a real thing. Real leadership is tangible. And I guarantee you, if there was a firm and positive leader ever in your life that you looked up to, then I would bet that I just described that person to you. Look, I remember watching once as Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in the GOP primary debate stood right there at center stage. He talked with authority. He did not mince words or stumble. At one point, the moderator tried to get all of the candidates on the stage to pretend they were on their reality show Survivor. Remember this? And each one had to write down the name of one of their peers to vote them off the island. Several of the candidates began to reach for pen and paper to write down their answers. Not DeSantis. Not him. He just simply said no. He said it was demeaning of his fellow candidates who had come a long way to debate policy. Every candidate stopped what they were doing and started agreeing with him. And the moderator looked confused and said, so none of you will do it? And every one of them said, nope. One candidate, who they were all running against, one candidate got all the other candidates to follow his lead. And the crowd loved it. Look, my friends, that was command presence. It was real. It was noticeable. Again, leadership is more than looks. It's more than voice. It's the actual presence a leader gives off that people respond to. It is everything that we need in our state and national leaders, and too often what we're lacking these days. So what does leadership look like? Yeah, you'll know it when you see it. But right now, in the office of the President of the United States, we can't see it at all. In fact, we can't even see him. He's been AWOL for 6 straight days. Biden's hiding. And that's not at all what leaders do. We need some leadership in the White House. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. There you have it. And listen, again, think about it. Trump had COVID. What did they do? They had pictures of him working. They had pictures of him taking calls. You can't tell me for a second with Biden's doctor saying, well, his symptoms are mild, that he couldn't get on a Zoom call or have a camera take a picture of him? Come on. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.